Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this busy Friday. Going to be a great weekend. If you don't mind, let's go ahead and find, if you can, our Remember the Titans song. I want to go ahead and mention here in a second our Deserving Dozen, who we're going to honor a little bit later from the Benton School District. Just take a minute. Navi Horton is with us as well. Navi, you work over at Oaklawn, and what are the kind of things you do at Oaklawn? What are some of the responsibilities you have to do? You've been there a while, right?
Since 2019,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and you love working over at Oaklawn?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But now because of your eye cancer, you've been, well, you're a part-time disability, but you're also working some too.
Correct.
You know, we love us some Oaklawn.
Yeah,
you know,
I love Oaklawn too. It's I was a paralegal for over 20 years, and this is by far the best job I've had since being a paralegal.
We're gonna hear the story how Navi and I met. It is a grand story. It is a hilarious story. If you hadn't heard it, Christian is our new producer, and he hadn't heard this story. He's gonna love it. And so we're wearing patches because it's National Patch Day. In honor of folks who are struggling with eye cancer, correct? And the eye cancer, if you'll share the name of it again?
Ocular melanoma.
Yeah, it's a rare deal, right?
It affects 1 in 6 million people.
Wow. It's not easy to have a positive attitude, is it? Is it when you fight through that, you're dealing with something that's so unique like that?
No, it's easy to have a positive attitude for me. I mean, what am I going to do, sit around and cry all day?
Although we've seen you sometimes when you're not having a good day, you'll put it out there on social media. So there are days where you struggle, and it is what it is, to be honest.
Yes.
I'll give you credit. You do. Overall, you've had an amazing positive attitude. But there's days when it's tough for you.
Yeah.
You're driving over to Memphis, and you're having to get treatment over there, and it's tough physically. But that's where we've got patches on right now. It's in honor of this day. And it's your birthday.
Yes.
That's your birthday. We've got something a little special for you a little later. Roger, let's hit our music for the Deserving Dozen for Benton School District, if you don't mind. Just love doing this. Remember the Titans, one of my favorite football movies, based on a true story. So, Roger, today we're going to be honoring these 12 folks over at Corky's. Appreciate them so much. Music director for the school district, Josh Johnson. A dyslexia interventionist from Benton Junior High, Allison Nolly. Food services, Caldwell Elementary, Sherry Hood. Maintenance, Scott Zumo. Transportation, these are all Benton schools for Scott Zumo and Danny Rivas. Danny Rivas, I think, was the one who reached out about honoring all the folks here. Technical videographer, all Benton schools, Willis Berry. A school nurse, Amanda Hilburn. Transportation, maintenance, bookkeeping, Monica Melhorn. Maintenance director, all Benton schools, Paul Tudor. Security, all Benton schools, Greg Little. Counselor, Benton High School, Rachel
Counselor.
Pfeiffer. And substitute teacher for all the Benton schools, Terry Morrow.
And we talked about it the other day, how all the names have changed. Just don't give me the names. Give me the position again.
Yeah, like transport.
Transportation. Is that, that's not bus driving.
I'm sure it probably has to do with either bus driving or something to do with the
bus driver. Give me another one.
Maintenance.
Custodian,
possibly.
Yeah.
Tech videographer.
Is that library?
Library could be.
Library,
yeah.
Okay.
And of course, you know, counselors, substitute teachers.
Yeah.
Food services.
The cafeteria worker.
Cafeteria,
okay.
That's right. And then, of course, clerical.
Clerical, that's the secretary.
Yeah. Again, Roger's right.
Nurse.
The names have all sort of changed
have changed.
But these are the folks that don't get much attention, and we love doing it. The other day, one of the honorees just said, I've never been given any attention like this in my entire career. So.
So it meant so much.
It did.
When that was said. Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. We thank you for all what you do because it is a very noble profession that you do to take care of our children and now our grandchildren.
All right, we're going to get Ella McDowell on the phone. Game time is at 4:30 today. I mentioned also, too, today is a great birthday for sports. Emmitt Smith and Ray Lewis both having a birthday today. Now, you're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, yeah. Navi. So I know that you're not probably glad to hear that Ray Lewis is having a birthday. Who would you take, Ray Lewis, or would you take Emmitt Smith on your team? If you had to pick one or the other to be on your team, who would you pick?
Emmitt Smith.
Okay. It's because you hate Baltimore and hate Ray Lewis. Is that why? Probably.
He was just a great
player. Well, it was. Listen, and I asked Roger earlier, does he belong on the Mount Rushmore of running backs? Is he the top
one?
Based on his numbers alone, I think he does. It's also George Brett's birthday today and a few others. But this time, Roger, to bring in Ella. Let's rock
and
roll.
For what day do we usually have her?
We have her on
Friday.
Usually Friday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's usually Friday?
Yes, it's Friday.
Oh, we changed the time on her.
We had her this Monday. Remember, we had her this Monday
because we missed her last Friday. Well,
game time is 4:30 today up at Bogle, and it's Fordham, of course. So, Roger, without further ado.
She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Ella McDowell is here. Good morning, Ella. How are you? Ella, are you there?
Okay, hello?
We got you. We hear you now.
All user error on my part, Ella.
How are you, Ella?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Game time is at 4:30 today. You wake up. How are your nerves today? You excited? You calm? It's early in the morning. It's an early start. So how are you feeling the start of a big weekend?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. But honestly, I'm much more excited for breakfast than I am for the game. I'm starving.
Okay.
So that's where my mind's at right now.
What are we having for breakfast? What's game day breakfast today for Ella?
Ooh, definitely some eggs, a little bit of avocado toast, a glass of milk for sure. Just whatever they're serving up at the Jones Center.
I love that you're still a milk drinker, huh? You know, Roger, as we've gotten older, we don't drink as much milk, but she's a growing girl, right? She's a growing.
Yes.
So milk is on your...
Milk does about it good.
So you told us last week your routine. I think we asked you when you were on the road. Today, sort of tell us what's the plan today with a 4:30 start.
So after this, after our phone call, I think I'll go on a walk a little bit, just move around and then get dressed, go have some breakfast, and then meet up with the team. We're going to do a little bit of some movement and just getting the blood flowing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll take my nap.
Yep.
Probably 12:06 to, 1:15. And then I'll wake up. Go get something to eat at the field, and we're prepped and dressed and ready to go from there.
You remember, Roger, she has this unique time. She told us that on Monday. You have a unique time that you set your sleep time. It's whatever number it is. And so I expect a great crowd today. Fordham, I read a little bit about them. I know when we talk money, you hadn't done much research. What can you tell us about Fordham that we don't know?
Well, I saw in an interview that they like to say they're like an obnoxious and kind of a rowdy team, which is great. I mean, I like to think that we are too. So I hope it's going to be great softball for everyone who attends.
Well, it could be, if you watch Ella, Ella's a very animated, high energy. You're moving, you're dancing, you're shaking it. And so now you got this other team. That apparently they're the same way. So we might get a little. What's the word? Is it choppy? What's the word I'm thinking of? Chippy. Now football we call it chippy when you can start pushing around. You guys don't touch each other like you do in football. But have you had teams where you sort of gets a little bit more than average where you're talking a little trash to each other or no?
Yes, but that hasn't been as much as it was like in travel ball. In college, I like to. Keep it professional and not go at the other team. Rather just enjoy what my team is doing.
Well, of course, Roger.
Why do you sound like you're smiling when you're saying that?
It's because I get in trouble sometimes. They
got to
tell me to calm down.
So. Gotcha.
I think I got a clip the other day of you dancing something. You got a certain move going on. You're not going to be still. By the way, for those that don't know, Fordham is in the Bronx. It's in the Bronx, New York. So you're not surprised that you don't come in with an attitude. The head coach of Fordham is a longtime friend. She's from Hawaii, I think. She's been friends with Courtney Doffel for a long time. We talked a little bit about this on Monday. You know, last year you did not end the season the way you wanted to, right there at Bogle against Ole Miss. Having been through this once already, does it make you have a little bit different attitude, different approach, different mindset this time around? You know, you missed the opportunity last year. Do you flush last year and go, this is a new start, or go, I'm going to remember, this is what I'm going to do different this year, or is it the same exact approach you used last year?
I like to think it's the same exact approach as I had last year. It's kind of, for me, is just treat every game the same and, right. You know, treat every day like it's my first day here.
Yep.
So
yep.
Just hustling everywhere, just competing my butt off. It doesn't matter who's on the other side or what the day presents. I'm just going to be yellow.
Yeah, and I think that's the right approach. You know, you're at home. Again, what a great time. You know, I mean, you guys could be not in the tournament. You could not be playing at home. The other thing is, this team is built to win. I'm telling you, today I was reading Coach Dyfel's comments about your pitching staff seems to be deeper than it was last year. Hitting wise, you got superstars up and down the lineup. It just seems, nothing against last year's team because you had a great win. Of course, Bree Ellis, one of the greatest players to ever play. But it just seems like this team is even better, and just it seems like it's well built to make a deep run.
Yeah, I can definitely agree to that. I mean, both teams are definitely so different, and I've enjoyed playing with both teams, but I can confidently say this year I'm having a little bit more fun, and I'm definitely enjoying it than I did last year.
Obviously, if you win this weekend, you obviously we're going to be hosting a Super Regional, and I know you can't look ahead to that, but also, too, you had a chance to go to Alabama. You've had a chance to play at Oklahoma. What's the Bogle environment like compared to those other, or you know, Texas? I think you were at Texas this year you were at Austin. How does Bogle stack up to those, you know, home of national champion teams?
Yeah, I definitely think Bogle is up there. I mean, our fans are like no other. They show up and support us.
Bless you.
And shout out to Cole's crew right behind that home plate where they sit like diagonal from Kennedy Miller.
Right.
They are crazy, they are loud, and they're some of the best fans I've ever seen. So they bring it every single game.
Well, think about it, Roger. When we had Hannah Gammel, Hannah was a little bit like Ella. Hannah was the rah-rah girl, and she was a third baseman,
okay.
too.
Have
you had a chance to be around her at all, Ella, Hannah Gammel?
Yeah, I'd say me and her are definitely friends. She's come around a little bit here and there, and obviously, just watching her when she was at Arkansas, it was an honor, and she did such a great job playing third base. And I just want to try to be, you know, as great and as memorable as she was.
Yeah,
well, you know what? You did a great job because, and not to say anything about her, but the drop-off didn't happen that we would go, oh, my gosh, you know what, we missed
as
that.
As a freshman last year, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You've done a fantastic job on that. You know, your coach has said this team is as good as she's ever had. Now, you've been there a year. Do you feel that way? Is it top to bottom? Now, she talks about the pitching and thinks, you know, that's pitching-wise, deep as she's ever had. Do you think the team since last year, I mean, has stepped up because you're more cohesive? There's somebody great or good at every position? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, I definitely think that this team is a little more well-rounded than it was last year. And honestly, I think it's just because we're just having more fun than we did last year. I think last year the expectation was this and that. And this year we're kind of just like, you know what? Whatever the day presents, we don't care. We're just going to do it together, and we're going to find a way.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, listen, we'll let you get off the air so you can go get something to eat. I know you're hungry. Your stomach is growling. And
drink that milk.
You're ready to whip. You know what? I don't think I check what the Fordham mascot is.
I don't know.
Fordham City Dwellers?
I want to say they're the Rams.
The Rams.
Something about
Fordham
school.
Rams.
All right.
Fordham
well, listen, go get after them. Ella, we will talk to you on, I guess, next Friday. You know what, though, Roger?
What?
We're going to be...
You'll be gone.
You'll be talking
you'll
to
be
Ella
gone, yeah.
without me.
All right, we'll see what happens.
So, Ella, I won't be talking to you until when you're headed to the World Series. So that's when you and I will talk again. And I'm speaking it into existence, Ella. So get after him this week and have some fun. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you, and go Hogs.
Clap us out!
That's right.
All right, Oh, I mess this up every time.
You don't ever mess it up. No. We can never get. We've only been doing it for 6 years.
I think she says clap us out, and then
you just tell us
to clap us out. We'll say two claps in a suit.
Yeah,
all right. So go ahead, Ella. Here we go.
Okay. All right, Morning Mayhem, clap us out.
Two claps in a suey. Suey.
That's a great sign.
We were so excited. We talked over you giving us congratulations as well. Thanks, Ella.
Have a great weekend.
Go Hawks.
Thank you. Go Hawks.
All right, there we go.
Yes, yes.
Roger, we go from one party time to another. Hold on, let me see what we have here. Look what's coming in. Got a birthday cake coming in. Chris is bringing it in.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just impressed we had a lighter.
Calm down. Yeah, jump in the details. You got to do that. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Happy
birthday. Navi Horton is in studio with us. He works over at Oakland. Today's your birthday. As you see, Roger, there's only a one on your cake. You know why I decided to do that? I was going to ask you about your age. You know what? We're not talking about the age because every day... Every day is the beginning of a new day, and a new day that you get to celebrate life.
I see what you're doing.
And you appreciate it even more than anybody. So we hope you have so many more of those ones for a long time. So
Thank you.
I can imagine what you may be wishing, but make a wish and blow it out. Very nice.
Thank you.
You know, Roger is a singing angel, and so is Christian. I think Christian... Huh? Is he over there? I can't see. The patch on my eyes is making it be a little different for me. Why don't you and Raj sing a little happy birthday?
Can you join in?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Navi. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Thank you. I feel honored.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday, Naomi.
Justin would have been on us with us today, but because of the Basil luck, he's not. I'm sure he doesn't want to deal with me today. I looked at the entire fan base for Poin. They just looked at me after the game was over. I could read their eyes. It's like, don't come back. Don't come to any more games.
I mean, you really have upset everything.
Like, they had a 32-game winning streak in basketball, and they lose, and the season's over. Yesterday, they were up 42 with 6 outs to go, and they lose, and it was a tough loss. Ella played well, and they played well enough to win. They just didn't quite get it done. So,
it's one of those things, and nobody can blame you for it.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're going to take an early break. We've got Danny West coming up, brought to you by HA Trailer Sales.
West.
And Roger, when we come back, we're going to throw out the song that we're going to use for Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric.
Oh, we are?
Brought to you by Rainbow Restoration.
I cannot wait for that,
yes,
baby.
Yes, when the unthinkable happens to your home or business, water damage, smoke damage, mold, Rainbow Restoration is where you go, rainbowrestores.com. And so we'll throw that out there. All you got to do, what we do, Navi, is you just basically look up the song, and when Roger stops the music, you keep singing. And we've had really some good ones over the last few weeks.
We have the last several weeks, absolutely, from Start the Lyric to a guy last week who just went on and owned it.
We got Marty Burlesworth, the brother of the famous Brandon Burlesworth, talking about camps coming up. We got Steve Qualls talking NASCAR. Got so much baseball, softball, soccer action around the state. And it's going to be, how beautiful is it? It is gorgeous. And, of course, we're wearing eye patches today because today is National Eye Patch Day in recognition of folks that are dealing with eye cancer like Navi's been talking about. When we come back, too, we'll tell the unique story of how Navi and I met. It is a funny story. It could have been a complete embarrassment, I thought I was just the biggest idiot. Turned out to be okay, did it, Navi?
It sure did.
It's a funny story. All right, don't go away. 8:25.
Just no time to stop and get away. Cause I work so hard to make it every day. Ooh. Ooh.
We Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
SportsCenter.
The full NFL schedule was released last night. On paper, the Chicago Bears have the toughest schedule in the league, with their opponents last year winning 55% of their games, while the Browns have the easiest schedule, with their opponents winning just 43% of their games. The season will open with a Super Bowl rematch of the Seahawks hosting the Patriots, the first Super Bowl rematch on opening night since 2016. The next night we'll have the Rams facing the 49ers in Melbourne, Australia. The other primetime games for Week 1 will be the Giants hosting the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, and the Broncos going to the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And Christmas Day will once again feature a triple header with the Bears taking on the Packers, the Bills hosting the Broncos, and the Rams hosting the Seahawks. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and breezy today. We'll have a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll get up to 87 with our partly cloudy sky. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of a sprinkle tonight, a low of 69, and a slight chance of showers for Saturday. Warm, breezy with a high of 86. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we'll take a look at Arkansas-Kentucky Game 1 and get ready for Game 2. Steve Sullivan will be in the studio. We'll talk a little Razorbacks with him. Plus, Mark the Magician at 1:30. He has a Preakness preview. 2:30, Neil Atkinson joins us from Bet Saracen. And at 3:30, we'll check in with Brian Edwards and get some NBA picks. All that and a whole lot more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. FanDuel is the number one clubhouse leader for betting major golf. Because right now, all FanDuel customers can get 25% profit boost every round of the second major. Boost your winnings through FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. FanDuel is in Arkansas and in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to download FanDuel and take your swing at boosted winnings. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital, UAMS Health, are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hey, Heath Boothby at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. With gas being high right now, Hyundai has six models under $30,000, all with exceptional fuel economy, gas mileage ranging between 40 and 50 miles to the gallon. Plus, we have up to $4,000 off brand new 2026 Hyundai Palisades, the nicest, sleekest new SUV on the market. Come see me and my team at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiOfLittleRock.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh. Wow. What was that?
That was a horn.
It's chocolate. What is this? Chocolate.
Give me a hoe if you got your funky bus fare.
What's the name of this?
Double
the Dutch bus. Nailed it. Who is this? Who sings this?
Frankie. Frankie Smith.
Just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is there a connection to this?
No. I just want to get some
what,
stank.
What year did you just stink. What year did this come out?
I don't know what year it is.
I don't know. 87? 72?
Is that how old that is?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers.
Yesterday, from the 870, my buddy's son, Michael Garner, met you and Justin yesterday. He's a country singer, was on American Idol. Yeah. He said he was, Justin introduced me, he said he was placed 30th on American Idol. I don't know. I said, well, let's get you on the show.
Do it.
Made it further than me.
Listen, they were wrong. They were wrong. They missed on you, Christian. Somebody said, here, David, do not go to the softball games. I'm not going.
You're not going.
Did you know that the Ohio Valley Track and Field Championship are going on at ULR in track and field yesterday and Saturday, being televised on ESPN? Hey, listen, that's exactly right. Let us know. We had Chris Curry on yesterday. I did not realize that the Ohio Valley Track and Field Championship was being held at UALR. That's outstanding. So, yeah, got to get the word out. There's a lot of things out there that are fighting for attention. Obviously, a big story was the tennis story. And we heard Robert Cox today. Christian, you'll put that out a little bit later today where everybody will see. He said all the right things. He wasn't going to bang on Hunter Yurecek because he's got to deal with him, which I agree with.
Yeah, and he's got what he wants.
Before we go to Danny West, we got to tell the story real quick. Navi Horton joins us now, who's fighting eye cancer for how many years now? 4 years you've been?
4 years.
So you came over, we were doing a show over there, and I think somehow you communicated to me or Roger that you'd like to have a shirt. I don't know if it was the day before or whatever, and so I said, sure, we could get you one, and thanks to Steve Qualls, we got that. So when I was going back to Mainline Sports Bar to drop it off, I really didn't know you. We didn't really know each other.
We had been acquainted, but you didn't know my name.
That's right. Didn't know your name. So I said, hey, I need to leave this shirt for a young lady who works here. And they go, do you know her name? I said, I don't. Can you give us a description? I said, I don't know. She sort of got a lazy eye or something. You know, she's got something situation. It looks like a lazy eye.
Unreal.
And they go, okay. And so anyway, left that there. And come to find out, it was not a lazy eye. It was the eye that you had lost, and you had a prosthetic eye.
Yeah,
and
you had said, hey, did you get your shirt?
So we see each other at Derby Day, so you come walking up, and I said, hey, did you get your shirt? And Roger, the famous line that she said, I'll never get it, she said, she goes, I heard what you said about me. And I thought, oh my gosh, what did I say? Right. I was thinking, I've offended. Because I remember I probably had something to describe, what I thought was a lazy eye. And I thought, I'm getting ready to get just chewed out by this woman. And you said, I said, what did I say? And you said?
I said, you described me as having a lazy eye. And
it's the best compliment that you could get.
And I said, thank you so much. I don't take that as offensive. I take that as a compliment because you thought it was a real eye.
I thought it was a real eye. And little did I know, I went from the outhouse to the penthouse very quick that I thought I'd done something to offend you. And no, you took it as something that was encouraging, that I thought it was a functional eye. And so then we've been friends ever since. Sometimes, Roger, when we go over, I'll get a drink sometime, or she'll go, hey, let me get you a drink, and she'll bring me the drink, and there's an eyeball in it.
I know.
You know,
I've seen it.
I love that we can have fun talking about this, and because it is, you're still going through some tough times. You're over to Memphis, and the treatment over there is not easy, is it physically?
It's very much not easy. It's very deceiving looking at me because I don't look sick.
Right.
But indeed, I am very sick. And the medicine is rough.
And you're still not out of the woods. I mean, you've been you 1 year you'll get a positive, evaluation, and all of a sudden they say the cancer's back. And so, what is the current status? Yeah, I know you've got some good news and you got some bad news. Where are you at now?
Well, as of Tuesday, my latest scan showed new tumors.
Mm.
So the treatment that I've been on has stopped working. And so now we have to pivot and go in a different direction. And it's going to be a tough road, but I'm up for the challenge. I'm not going down without a fight. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and you've kept a good attitude. Like I said, you have your bad days, but you've kept a good attitude. And it's not easy. You've got a lot of people supporting you. You've got a great family. A lot of people are listening now, right? You got a lot of people that are listening or watching you on YouTube. And
I want to shout out to my baby sister, Denise.
All right, Denise, she's watching. Yeah. Well, and again, we're wearing patches because this is not only your birthday, but this is the day, National Eye Patch Day.
Yes, this is the day we challenge everyone to wear an eye patch to see what it's like. And it's also our biggest fundraiser day. So.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing the things that, Roger, we talk about on the show, and Christian, that we get a chance to find out what people are dealing with. That there's so many different challenges that people are dealing with, from all kind of illnesses to family tragedies to things that everybody's going through a tough time, and you're fighting for your life. Fighting for your life. And so sometimes we get busy and we don't pay attention.
We get to take this patch off.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Roger. And so when we hear these kind of stories, we love to help promote and encourage, and because, you know, I could be you tomorrow. And so so we had the cake today. We had your birthday cake.
Yes.
Edwards Food Giant, shout out. Great cake.
Edward,
even Roger, I took a mic.
I've got to get on the shot.
Let's bring in Danny West. We missed him last week. Let's see what's happening, the latest in recruiting.
There we go.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Before we move on, Pinto was asking on our Middleton Heating Air text line, said, where can people get eye patches from? If they wanted to honor today those who are fighting eye cancer, where can they get an eye patch from?
I don't know where locally. Yeah.
That's do you go to an eyewear place? Do you go to a glasses place? Do you go to
you can get them at Walmart.
Oh, you can? Okay. Yeah. There you go. I guess in the medical section, they would have those.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
There you go.
You know what's wild?
These are really nice. These are nice patches.
I'll tell you how stupid. I actually have the eye that the patch is on. I just caught myself with it closed.
That you closed it.
I don't know if it's just because I'm trying to focus with my glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell that I can't see very well. I need new glasses. Yeah.
There you go. Danny, how you been, bud? Everything good?
Hey, everything's good, man. Just trying to ride the wave a little bit. Been a little bit of a lull in recruiting, Baz. That's to be expected this time of year. Of course, coaches have been out on the road and will be until through next Saturday, I'll put it that way. So what that entails there, Baz, is, of course, the contact period. It allows coaches to get out on the road, see the kids they're recruiting in person. You can go check out their grades, get to know coaches, teachers, everybody around them, trying to get to know the kid as well as the player. So they've been busy with that. I think I counted 70 new offers over the last couple of weeks here. So I'll tell you, exactly half of those new 70, Baz and Raj, they've been for next year's class, the 2028. So already getting a head start on that. You had 17 others for the 2029 class. So it's that time of year, fellas, where maybe it slows down a little bit for the current 2027 group, but you got to stay ahead of it. And right now, that's what they're after, the underclassmen, 28s and 29s.
Let me be a devil's advocate a little bit. Ryan Silverfield was in town the other day, did a good job. He was on the show with us Tuesday morning, I think. Roger, was it Wednesday morning? Wednesday morning, and then he had his all-in road show and did a really good job. He says all the right things. He's very personable. He's working hard, but you know, you hear sort of through the grapevine that, it's very tough to win any battle for a kid against any SEC team because they have more money. And so you definitely are not winning some of those battles. And so, you know, you're seeing more offers to Arkansas kids that may not be the higher-ranked kid. Do you think he sort of sees, hey, this is my path, I got to coach him up, I'm not going to be able to win those battles, it's just not going to happen because we don't have the budget, and let's just go with who I think I can coach up at this point. You know, find the guys that are the tweeners, the three or four stars, and maybe not, you know, you're not going to get any five, maybe not going to get a lot of fours, but coach, find the best threes we can or twos and coach them up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing right now, Baz. Just not a ton of star power. I get it. People get frustrated by that. And, for a recruiting writer who has to cover it, I'm looking forward to a top 15, top 20 class one of these days. And right now, it's just kind of where they're at. It is kind of three-star trend right now. I think they've only got three, four stars lined up that I know of. They may have more lined up for official visits I would have to think that's bottom of the SEC. And I tell you all that to tell you this. They're going to probably have to go out and win with what they've got.
Yep.
I think they've put their money towards transfers and towards the staff in hopes that that's enough to eventually catch up and spill over to the high school level. But right now, it's just kind of where they're at. You know, 3-2-10s, 0-8 seasons in the last 8 years, man. That's tough to, you know, get momentum on your side. And that's just kind of where it's at right now.
Well, you know, it can happen. You know, Indiana now, you know, you can see it be a little bit more aggressive in being able to get the higher dollar guys. But the first 2 years, they didn't do that. They were very wise in who they picked. And they weren't paying the huge dollars, or they weren't getting the five stars, and they coached them up. You can be coached up. I'll tell you, your strength and conditioning program can coach your players up. So you can make progress with guys that aren't the five. Not as easy, but boy, you got to coach them up because you don't have any choice. Because but Indiana showed that you can do that. I'll tell you, I always make the example that Mendoza, who came from Cal. I think most people would have said, okay, you know, maybe that's going to turn out to be a good quarterback. Or this, that offensive line. And I don't think anybody saw that group just beating Alabama 35-3 or whatever. So it goes to show you it can happen, you know.
Yep, that's right. And so much of that is going to involve, you know, just fundamentals. And what he's preaching is turnovers, not killing yourself with penalties. And so many times, Baz, we've seen that happen to Arkansas. They haven't been, you know, that far out of reach in a lot of these games where if a turnover doesn't happen or it goes the other way or that penalty, you got too many on the field, can't get out of a timeout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of that stuff adds up in a game, and you get enough of those to go maybe the other way here and there. Maybe last year you get to 6-6 and we wouldn't even be talking about a new coach right now. So that's how close I think they've been. It's just tough to always see that when you're looking at 2-10 every other year.
Yeah, it is what it is. Again, and the other part of it, and by the way, I think we got Justin Moore on the line too. JM, are you there?
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, DW?
Hey, buddy.
Sound like he's are you in bed or are you in a car, Danny?
I
am in
building
the car.
On the deck.
Yeah, I'm pulled over right now. I am in the car.
It's all good.
I thought you were talking to me.
I'm like, yeah, me too.
Do you want to thank HA Trailer Sales for sponsoring Danny? Yeah, it's a crazy thing. Of course, they got all this tennis talk, Danny, and college sports has just become just such a crazy, wild thing now with all the money. It just money mixes up and just makes things crazy, you know?
Yep. Man, that's all I keep holding on to. As long as they keep running through the A in the fall, I'll keep showing up. Now, there's a lot of it I don't like near as much as I used to, man. I'm sure y'all feel the same way. But I'm still holding on, still.
Yeah.
As long as they keep kicking the thing off, I'll keep showing up. But I'm with you. It makes it tough to keep up with it a lot.
All right, Danny, have a great day, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so
Daniel.
Much.
Sir, appreciate y'all. Hey, I want to tell your guest there, if she's still there, that's really inspiring. We'll be praying for her. That's a really cool deal y'all have her, having
cool.
her on.
Awesome.
Thanks,
she hears you, Danny. So.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Justin, we got Navi Horton. Have you met Justin before? Yeah, because you've got a connection with Justin. What is it, Navi?
I used to photograph your children's pictures in the Hot Springs Mall at Christmas and Easter.
Remember when that was the thing? You'd go to the mall
for Santa?
Yes, and the first time I met you, you didn't have your hat on, so I didn't recognize you, but I recognized your voice. And I asked I asked you when you paid, where was your Simmons bank card? Why weren't you paying with your Simmons bank card? And you said you kept that.
And because of the commercial that we did.
Yeah, and you said you keep that one away from your wife.
Yeah.
Well, I try to keep all of them away. But I have yet to be successful in that.
Do you guys remember?
Yeah.
That was a place that you would go to. What was the name of the place where you were there at Navi? What was the name of the business? The picture?
We were just a photo company, the middle of the mall.
Oh, it didn't have a name for it. I knew.
Are you thinking about Olin Mills?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Back in the day, I can remember you would go to.
That's
the mall.
Who took school photos.
Okay, maybe that was school. Okay, I just remember
Olin Mills.
I just remember.
I mean, at least for me.
Did you ever Rogers? Did they have? Was it Hot Springs?
Hot Springs Mall. I still have your autograph, by the way.
Yeah, the it's in the
I got news for you. It's worth about 30 cents.
Last night, I do have to say, Roger, I had a couple of people text me last night. How was Justin? I said Justin was pretty quiet last night. He's cheering on his girls. He had a couple questionable calls, but nothing. Now you were.
Yeah, and I will say this, Baz. So we're on the way home.
Yeah.
And Ella, my daughter, obviously, I mean, yeah, you know that, right. But I'm saying it for the
listeners.
Folks listening.
I know.
So their girls were leaving early every time from first base to second base as far as stealing.
Right.
I mean, so you have to wait until the ball.
That's right.
You have to wait until the ball is released from the pitcher's hand in order to fire off and go. Right.
Right.
I can send you pictures, which my daughter sent me. Last night, and she's like, tell me this girl didn't leave early. Our girl is like up at the top of her release. I mean, head above her, her hand rather, above her head, and the girl is 4 foot off the base. So Ella went to the first base ump last night, and I hope to God he's listening. I was good yesterday, but Ella went up to him and said, sir, could you please watch her leaving early at first base? And he screamed at the top of his lungs at her. Now, had I known that, I would have had the cops called on me, and I would have went to prison. So whoever the first base ump was last night at the 2A state playoffs, if you ever scream at my child again, I hope to God you're listening. If you ever scream at my child again, I will whip the crap out of you.
Oh, well, you know what?
Don't ever. You don't need to be talking to any player. And she asked you nicely. And I hope to God you're listening. If you are, call in, please, because I'll beat your ass the next time I see you.
Whoa! Wow, that's angry.
Well, he screamed at my child.
Yeah, that's that. You're not surprised that your coach didn't say something about that when he did it.
Well, I don't know if he saw it.
Yeah,
but my daughter is not a liar. She wouldn't have just told me that for no reason. But I it's a good thing I didn't see it because I'd have went to jail last night.
It would not have been good. Well, I made the observation early on, just on the show. I'm not going back to any championship game for pulling ever again. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not. I will come to a regular season game.
It ain't your fault,
I'm
man. We had a terrible inning. Ella was bawling and squalling on the way home, and I told her, I go, look, you got 2 years left. I said, imagine this, bottom of the seventh, my senior year, we're up 6-1, and blow it, lose 7-6 with our ace on the mound.
That's a killer. That's a killer.
I mean, I said,
you
so, like, look, at least it's not your last game. You got a couple more.
And they're going to be good next year.
They lost one girl,
one person, one player.
And so next year is their year to pull it off or don't pull it off. But what was so disappointing to her, and I agree with her. Like, we would have at least made the semifinals, and had a chance to get to the title game, but it's baseball and softball for you. I mean, it just is what it is.
All right, we got to take a break. Don't go away. Glad you're with us today. 8:49 here on Morning Mayhem.
David Basil from my good friends at Bathfitter. I've been working with Bathfitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bathfitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a layback. Your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Like our original gold-rimmed bluebell homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now on the lot or online on Chenal Parkway or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show. From U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
This one's for the IRS. Some bed with the damn politicians.
And this one's for the boss, a horse that wouldn't let you off to go fishing.
And to the bulls and the bears on Wall Street. Taking
you know, Brantley would be a good one to call in weekly.
You bet.
And I could probably make it happen.
Yeah, matter of fact.
And this is, he's a Georgia fan.
Oh, I know.
But he's objective. You know what I mean?
You bet. No, we got it. Of course, we played Georgia the third game of the year, so we'll definitely do that. And yeah. This is for Navi. Navi said, we got to let her go here, but Roger said, hey, what song do you want to hear? And she said, I want to hear a Justin Moore, Brantley Gilbert song. And let's play. She wants to give a more middle finger to cancer. Is that right?
There you go. I like that.
That's exactly right. So, well, listen, it was great to have you. Happy birthday, Navi.
Happy birthday,
continue,
Navi.
Continue success in fighting this cancer. Remember, everybody.
What name Navi? Christian, I know you probably know this.
Yes. Not spelled the same way, I don't believe, though.
Oh no! Okay. So for Raj and Baz, what movie is the name Navi
Avatar
from?
Avatar.
There you go. Yeah. Boom.
Now your full name is pronounced.
It's my full name is Noveline.
Noveline.
And
which is a unique name.
My eighth grade track coach said that's too long. We got to shorten that down.
That's a Navi.
And that's how I kept.
That's
when
a cool name.
Navi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say it
really
one more time.
Cool name.
Noveline.
Noveline.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Chuck Berry wrote a song about it.
No, that's.
I hope you don't take offense to that.
No,
Navi.
No,
I thought that was. I thought it was really cool.
Do you like? You knew.
I love those
movie.
Movies, by the way.
Yeah, Navi.
Yeah,
they are good.
I love that movie too. I don't take offense. Listen, my name's been mispronounced so many times that I'd be rich if I had a dollar for every time.
Yeah, well, it's 7 out of every 10 boys that were born in the '80s, such as myself. We're named Justin, so anything somewhat original. I'm envious.
All right, 30 seconds. We're wearing patches today. Tell everybody the kind of cancer that you're fighting and what the patch is about.
Okay, I'm fighting ocular melanoma. It affects 1 in 6 million people.
No cure.
There's no cure for it. The eye patch is to bring about awareness to have yearly eye dilation exams. That's the only way you can be diagnosed with this particular cancer.
Yeah, that's a really, I would say, eye-opener, if you will. See what I just did there?
Nobody gets you. I do that, and it goes in. It just goes in. You know what? So the good thing is that to get those eye exams.
So
and I assume they do that. They're looking for that when you get your eye exam. But some people can't afford to go to an eye doctor or do all those things because they don't have insurance and that sort of thing. So it does happen, and that's very good advice to make sure that they're checking for that, especially with 1 in 6 million people now.
That's why we have patches on here today. Keep up the fight.
Yes,
we're in your corner, Navi.
All right, so thank you guys for having me.
You betcha. Tell our friends over at Oakland hello. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you guys.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day.
Oh, Noveline. Why can't you be true? We're going to have to
all right.
Oh, Noveline.
Noveline. We got Marty Brolsworth, Brendan Brolsworth coming up next. Don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law